Dan, you've been covering the CFL for a long time. I can't recall five QBs injured in the first 2 weeks of the season.
Oh, geez, you're telling me. It's nuts, isn't it? I mean, I almost want to call it an epidemic, for crying out loud, because I'm with you. I have not seen five quarterbacks and so many starters go down so quickly.
And especially, like, the Durant injury had nothing to do with anybody. The Drew Willey hit yesterday, I didn't think was that bad. Like, you see quarterbacks get hit all the time. Guys get sacked, like we saw in the Montreal game. And it's just, you know, it's unfortunate. I'm not sure there's necessarily anything they can do. But it does lead to a unique story tonight in Montreal where we could see a Canadian starting at quarterback.
Yeah, that is unique, you know. And I'm going to show you my age, because I coach minor football in Ontario, and I did. Brandon Bridge played against a team I coached 10 years ago in Mississauga. And if I'd have known then what I know now, I probably would have got the kid to sign something for me. He is a unique talent. He's a Canadian kid who went to the U.S. and did well there. And I know we're supposed to be objective, but I'm privately deep down rooting for the kid because, you know, he's carrying a country on his shoulder. And I'd like to see him do well, because I've long believed in the Canadian quarterback in the Canadian Football League. And now we finally have one. I really hope that this kid does very, very well with the opportunity presented to him.
Well, I know the news was that Cato is likely going to start, but Tom Higgins said that Bridge will play in this game. And, you know, with both of the top two quarterbacks out at least 6 weeks, in the case of Crompton, we'll see that here is an opportunity. And in every sporting atmosphere, players just want an opportunity to see if they can do it. And it's hard at the like we've seen so many quarterbacks come in and out of the CFL because it's a tough position to play. What do you think Bridge does the best that might make you believe he could be successful at the CFL?
Well, he's got a good arm. And that, you know, I think sometimes when you have a young man who's got a good wing, he probably relies on it too much and he has too much faith in it. And I think that's where experience comes in. But the thing that I like about him is he's not afraid to make the tough throws, but he's also got mobility. He's a big body, but he's also, you know, not afraid to use his legs. So, you know, I think he has the skill set to excel here. I think it's all about, you know, he's been playing American football for the last 4 years. And, you know, he's probably got to reprogram himself, get back into the niche of three down and you know, the wider, longer field. But I think that'll come with experience. But I think he's, you know, the thing that he brings is he's able to do a lot of things, and he's got a big arm. He can make the throws.
Dan Ralph joins us from Canadian Press. Another, just because of the injuries, I think people will be watching closely the Lions and the Red Blacks, because that was the last place where Travis Lule played before he got injured again. And the way it's going this year, that is a guy that even if no quarterbacks had been injured, people would still be wondering if he's going to be able to last the season.
Yeah, I think he's the $64 million question right now in the Canadian Football League about whether or not he can last the season. And if he does, can he regain the form that made him the 2011 MVP? You know, he's not that old. He's in his early 30s, so that shouldn't be an issue. But you're right. The thing that really comes back, again, is whether or not that shoulder is sufficiently healed. I mean, he took significant time last year before he went and played in Ottawa. And, you know, there's a hit, too. I didn't think was a serious hit. Certainly wasn't as big a hit as he's ever taken. But it was enough to re-injure that shoulder. So that's the question right now, because I think BC goes as far as Travis Lule goes. And if Travis goes down again, then I think you're going to see another difficult season in BC and for rookie head coach Jeff Tedford.
Do you think Toronto was for real, or was Edmonton that bad?
Oof. You know, I had seen Trevor Harris last year when he played against Ottawa, and he was good. Now, was he 24 of 27 good? I'm not sure. But I think it was a combination of the both. You know, I really think he showed me something against a good defense, but that good defense wasn't as good as it could be. And you know what? I would temper that by saying a little bit of both, to be honest.
Dan, enjoy it, and hopefully your former young player that you coached will get in and make a name for himself tonight in the CFL.
Yeah, like I said, deep down I'm rooting for the kid because he's a good kid.
Yeah, how could you not be? I totally would get that. I appreciate it.